sense, it is the feast of the Most Holy Trinity. We will pray and adore the Most Holy Trinity before this sermon. So the Most Holy Trinity puts in our heart a greater faith, hope, and charity. Together for the signs of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. My friends, all Catholic priests today recite in the breviary, in the morning prayer, the most beautiful prayer regarding the Most Holy Trinity. I will read this prayer from the morning prayer of the breviary, and after we shall recite the prayer to the Most Holy Trinity given by God to an angel in Fatima in 1916. We will recite together that prayer after I read you the hymn of the Most Holy Trinity for the feast of the Most Holy Trinity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee. Thou, the eye of sinful man, thy glory may not see. Only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, which were and are and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Isn't that beautiful? The greatest apparition since the going up of Jesus into heaven is surely the apparition of Our Lady of Fatima. Before Mary appeared and she speaks to the children, God sent an angel. We'll recite with a great faith this prayer that comes from heaven. We'll say it slowly. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I adore thee profoundly, and I offer thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacle of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifferences by which he is offended, and by the infinite merits of his most sacred heart. And through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg the conversion of poor sinners. This prayer has been recited by the angel of Fatima in front of the three children, and the angel was prostrated on his knees, on his hands, and his forehead on the ground. How can we speak to our Creator, we creatures? We don't speak to our Creator like a creator to a creator. We are creatures, and we never have too much respect for the Most Holy Trinity. And this prayer, my friends, I encourage you to recite it in the morning when you get up, on your knees, on your hands, your forehead on the ground, like the angel has shown to the children. Lucy, Jacinta, and Francisco have recited hundreds of times this prayer on the ground, prostrated. This prayer, my friend, I invite you to recite it when you go to the Mass and when the priest, after he consecrated the body of Jesus, after he consecrated the wine, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ is on the altar. This is the most appropriate time to to recite this divine prayer to the Most Holy Trinity. Once more, with a great faith. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I adore you profoundly and offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacle of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifferences by which he is offended, and by the infinite merits of his most sacred heart, and through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg the conversion of poor sinners. The angel has recited that prayer three times, because there are three persons in the Most Holy Trinity. Let's recite it a third time. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I adore thee profoundly and offer thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacle of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifferences by which he is offended, and by the infinite merits of his most sacred heart, and through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg the conversion of poor sinners. What you will be hearing shortly is very strong. Maybe you will never have heard those words. That's why I pray before. O Mary, conceived without sin, Saint Joseph, Saint Michael the Archangel, our Holy Guardian Angel, the Holy Apostle Saint Peter and Saint Paul, Saint Pius the Fifth, Saint Pius the Tenth. Now listen, please, Saint Pius the Fifth. Bring back in the old Roman Catholic Church the Tridentine Mass, the Mass of the Saints. Destroy, make disappear that Novus Ordo Mass, which is a Protestant Mass, equivocal Mass, a Mass that makes people lose the faith. Saint Pius X, please convert the modernist bishop, the modernist priest, convert them or chase them from the Church of Christ, because modernism is the cesspool of all heresies, said Saint Pius X. Jesus wants me to preach the Catholic dogma of hell, the sign of predestination, which is the brown scapular, another sign of predestination, the Holy Rosary. To be blessed Alain de la Roche, a Dominican priest, already said in the 12th century, one day I will save the world through my rosary and my brown scapular. I will save the world through my rosary and my brown scapular, because Mary, the Queen of Prophets, she knew in advance that the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass will disappear on the face of the earth. Today, maybe one person of Catholic go to the true sacrifice of the Mass, the Tridentine Mass, and many don't want to go to the Novus Ordo Mass. They just recite the Holy Rosary and wear the brown scapular, because Mary say, one day I shall save the world through my rosary and the brown scapular. The rosary and the brown scapular are two sacramentals of predestination. The bronze scapular and the rosary are two signs of predestination. And when you go to Fatima, in front of the headquarter of the Fatima Earth International Organization, you see your statue, Mary holds the rosary and the bronze scapular. There are more than 350 million Protestants. They don't believe in the bronze scapular. They don't believe in the Holy Rosary. No, they don't believe in the Holy Eucharist. No, they don't believe in the sacrament of penance. I think the conference I will be giving to you, my friends, is the most important. Bear with me. Why do you think that God is sending Mary all over the world, giving us the bronze scapular in Ellisford, England, 1251, appearing everywhere? For what reason? To remind us of the gospel of Jesus. And as a lovely mother, she doesn't want her children to go into hell for all eternity. Brother John, before he introduced me, said, "Father, what will be the subject of your conference?" I said, "It will be hell. In a sign of predestination, the bronze scapular. Do you think it's okay?" He said, "Father, that's why we are here for." Jesus is telling us today, "Come and follow me, be my imitators. Let us be doers and not only listeners if we want to go into heaven." It's not enough to have good intentions. Hell is paved with good intentions. Jesus, before his ascension to heaven, said to his 11 apostles, "Go and preach my gospel. Those who will believe will be saved. Those who will not believe will be damned." That is, they will go into hell for all eternity. These are the last words of Jesus before his ascension into heaven. Then priests must preach all the gospel. No priest, no bishop has the right to tear off the Bible some pages they don't like. Priests must preach all the gospel. Also hell, since hell is the most tragic truth of the gospel and the very reason why the Word became flesh. Jesus came, taught, suffered, and died on the cross to save us. When I preach the Good Friday and the Station of the Cross, sometimes I ask my faithful, "Why has Christ died on the cross for?" "Christ died on the cross to save us, Father." No, that's not a complete answer. "Why has Jesus died on the cross for?" "To save us, Father." That's what we have learned. No, it's not a complete answer. What's the complete answer? Jesus has died on the cross for one reason: to save us from eternal hell. That's the reason. And to make us understand the awful, inexpressible sufferings and the eternity of hell, Jesus, the Son of God, has accepted to suffer in his body, in his soul, the greatest suffering in the creation. To make us understand how great and awful must be the suffering in hell. First, not to see God face to face, which is the beatific vision, and to be in fire and to burn, Some theologians today say, well, Father, you must be prudent. You must not preach. It is a real fire. I think it is more than fire. Sometimes Jacinta left her lunch, started to think. And Lucy looked at her little cousin Jacinta. Are you not hungry anymore? I'm thinking. Lucy, I'm thinking. I'm thinking. What are you thinking about? I'm thinking of all those souls we have seen in hell. They are burning like wood in flame. Demons, men and women, are burning in fire, in flame. Not only will they be deprived of the vision of God, not only they will burn, experiment the greatest of all the suffering, but they will experience the eternity of hell. A demon, a soul in hell, if he knew that after 1,000 years he would go into heaven, he will rejoice in hell, waiting the moment to go and see God. Demons and souls in hell, if God will tell them, I will deliver you in 1,000,000 years, they will rejoice and thank God in hell. Demons, men and women in hell, they will burn, suffer, and cry in despair for billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of years. And eternity will have not yet begun. If Jesus will have called my soul from some years ago, I will be now in hell for all eternity. As a gesture of gratitude to the Most Holy Trinity, to Our Lady of Mount Carmel, I have promised Jesus and Mary the rest of my life to take all the opportunity to preach the Catholic dogma of hell and the brown scapular, because the thought of hell makes saints. The thought of hell makes saints. Francisco, Jacinta, he died before he reached 10 years old. They have prayed, they have fasted, they have made penance because they have seen hell and they were thinking of hell. And when you think of hell, my friends, you avoid the occasions of sins. You cut with sins, you pray, you receive sacraments, and you have only one priority. And they understood, those children, 10 years old, they have understood that the priority of the priority, there is no greater priority. The priority of priority, it is not to go into hell. And today, there is a conspiracy not to preach the truth. Tell me, frankly, when is it the last time you have heard a bishop, a cardinal, a priest, to deliver a powerful, strong, clear sermon in the eternity of hell? In those 3 years of the Vatican II Council, in the hundreds of thousands of words, the word hell has not been pronounced once, nor written once. Conspiracy of silence. We don't preach the truth because people don't want to hear the truth. How do you explain that terrible crisis of the faith? The destruction of the Tridentine Mass, destruction of the Catechism, To understand this crisis of the faith, my friend, we must go back to Mary, who spoke on September the 19th, 1846 in Lazareth. She spoke to Melanie, maybe 9 years old. She didn't know how to read, how to write. She was keeping the sheep. Mary gave her a message. Mary gave her a secret. Please, do read the secret of Lazarus. Put your hands on it. Only a few pages. And Mary said, the world and the church will experience a terrible crisis of faith. No one will know what is the truth anymore. Bishops against bishops. And Mary said, Lucifer and demons will come on earth to make men and women lose the faith. And when you lose the faith, you don't enter into heaven. All those changes in Vatican II have not been brought down by the Holy Ghost, but by another spirit, the spirit of Lucifer. How did Lucifer succeed in this terrible crisis of the faith? By introducing changes, changes, and changes. Priests, they removed their crucifix. Sisters, they removed their crucifix. And priests replaced their crucifix by a necktie. They removed crucifix in the front, in the church. They hide the crucifix, or they replace the big crucifix by a small crucifix. Because Lucifer doesn't like the crucifix. They have removed the crucifix from the hospital. They have removed the crucifix from the schools. They removed the crucifix everywhere. So we don't recall the sign of our redemption, the cross on which Jesus has saved the world. Mary has said something that can help us to understand today the terrible crisis of faith. And I invite you to read that little book on Lazarus. Mary said to the children, Rome will lose the faith. Rome will become the seat of the Antichrist. Mary, she spoke in the future. If Mary will speak again regarding those statements, she will not say, Rome will lose the faith. Rome has lost the faith. Mary will not say, Rome will become the seat of the Antichrist. But Mary will say, Rome is the seat of the Antichrist. I am a pastor in Buffalo, New York, with the Trinitarian Mass Chapel. Why is it that priests who want to say the Trinitarian Mass, they are forbidden, persecuted, neutralized, paralyzed? Rome has lost the faith. Rome has become the seat of the Antichrist. Jesus said, you will recognize them by their fruits. Since we have changed the Mass, more than 60 million Catholics have left the Church of Christ to follow the Protestant religions, religion of man. Only in Africa, 60 million have abandoned the Church since we have changed the Mass. Isn't it true that when we had the Trinitarian Mass, our churches were full, our seminary were full? Saint Jean Chrysostom, one of the greatest doctors of the church, said, Jesus has preached more often on hell than on heaven. Saint Maria Goretti, she was killed by a young boy who wanted to user. And she said, "Don't do that, Alexander. Don't do that. You're going to go into hell." The thought of hell helps us to avoid sins. What I would like you to remember today, my friend, and you should spread these words, because we never preach them anymore. Hell exists. Hell is eternal. And we will all go into hell for all eternity if we don't keep the 10 commandments of God. It's not enough to keep 9 commandments of God. We must keep the 10 commandments of God. And it is impossible to keep the 10 commandments of God without the grace of God. Because Jesus said, "Without me, you cannot do anything." It is Jesus that told us that hell exists. Jesus said, "Fear you not them that kill the body and are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." God has spoken. Is hell eternal? The punishment of hell is eternal. Our Lord Jesus Christ referred to it as everlasting fire in Matthew 25:41. "Then he shall say to them also that shall be on his left hand, Depart from me, you curse, into the everlasting fire, which has been prepared for the devil and his angels." Hell exists. Hell is eternal, and we will all go into hell if we don't keep the 10 commandments of God. Who go to hell? Whoever dies in a state of mortal sin go into hell for all eternity at the moment of his death, at the very same location where he dies. His eternity is fixed, judged for all eternity, either in heaven for all eternity, in purgatory, maybe until the end of this world. And souls who go into hell, the average, they stay 30 to 40 years in purgatory. Saint Augustine prayed 29 years for his beloved mother, Saint Monica. His holy mother. He didn't want to take a risk that she doesn't go into heaven. He wants her right away to go to heaven. To have one mass said, it is imprudent. To have one rosary said, it's not enough. Pray for your father, your mother. Have masses celebrated. Recite your rosary. Make the way of the cross. Gain many indulgences for souls in purgatory. Who go to hell? Not only those who make sins of action, but also sins of omission. Hell is not reserved only for laymen. There are popes, cardinals, bishops, priests, nuns and brothers in hell. It's not because a priest or a religious will wear a cassock that will not prevent him not to go into hell. A pope, a cardinal, bishop or priest who deliberately refused to preach hell commits a very grave sin of omission. And I personally believe popes, cardinal, bishop and priest who refuse to preach hell, when they have the occasion to preach hell, they will go into hell for all eternity because of a mortal sin of omission. How many souls have changed because they have heard a sermon on hell? How to avoid hell? First, listen to the word of God. Listen to Jesus. Listen to Mary. Read the Bible with your catechism of friend. Keep the 10 commandments of God and hold fast to the tradition. Avoid the occasions of sin. Combat your dominant default. Be infinitely prudent with your eyes and your hands regarding the 6th and the 9th commandments of God. Saint Maximilian Kolbe said, he didn't say, be prudent, be very prudent. Saint Maximilian Kolbe said, be infinitely prudent regarding the 6th and the 9th commandments of God. Our Lady of Fatima said to Jacinta, it is because of the sin of the flesh. There are so many souls going into hell. Saint Alphonse de Liguori said, more than 95% of those into hell, it is because of the sin of the flesh. Be infinitely prudent with your eyes. If a picture is not a Christian picture, shut your eyes until that picture is gone. Please don't go home before you make a holy confession. Who knows if you will go back home in good hell. Or you did not have the courage to confess and make a holy confession. And if you hide some sins, your confession is a sacrilegious confession. All your mass are sacrilegious. All your communion are sacrilegious. And I said myself, Mary is giving me a message. She wants to She wants me to preach the message of Fatima, to preach on hell, to preach on the sacrament of penance. Because some priests have celebrated Mass, received the Holy Communion, and they are now in hell for all eternity. They have celebrated Mass, received communion all their life, and they are right now in hell for all eternity. It's not enough to celebrate Mass. It's not enough to receive the body of Christ. We must be in a state of grace. I preach very often. It is the sacrament of penance that makes saints. It's the sacrament of penance that makes saints. Because some have received the Holy Communion all their life and they are now in hell for all eternity. But to make a good confession, you need humility. 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 You need faith. You need faith to see Christ in the priest, who might be a greater sinner than you. You need the special grace of the Holy Ghost. It is only the Holy Ghost that will drive you, push you to make a holy confession. Why was Curia Fars sitting down 10, 12 hours on his seat in the confessional? He knew that was the sacraments that saves souls, the sacrament that makes souls holy. And it is only through holy confession that we make holy communion. Pray, my friends, that our priests do love the sacrament of penance. Why was Padre Pio confessing 10, 12, 13 hours a day? He knew that in the confessional there are resurrection of souls. And today, you're lucky if you go in a Ordo church, Novus Ordo church, and there is a 10-minute confession. You're lucky. No, they will walk in the church. Good morning, Therese. How are you, Joe, this morning? That's a Protestant way to meet the faithful. A Catholic priest must be in the confessional. In the confessional. And the priest who doesn't go in the confessional, he gives communion to people in the state of mortal grace, mortal sin, is responsible for those mortal confessions, sacrilegious confessions. My friends, go to confession. Make holy confession. Make general confession. Pray the Holy Ghost before you enter the confessional, that the Holy Ghost speaks through the mouth of your confessor. There's a book on hell over there, Hell, the Catholic Dogma, How to Avoid Hell. Please, in 1993, take the time to read a book on hell. It might be your life saver. Read on hell. To read on hell, to think of hell, it helps to avoid sins and to become holy. And Mary said in Fatima, pray very much and make sacrifice, because many souls go into hell because there are no one to pray and make sacrifice to save souls from hell. I could talk about that in another hour, but I would like you to receive today the brown scapular, and we'll recite the prayer of the brown scapular. Please stand up. Since I am alone, you will put the brown scapular around your neck. I don't have the time to receive you all. My friends, recite the rosary every day, not 5 decades. Recite the 15 decades. And believe me, Mary will help you in your work. Mary will take over your work. Recite the 15 decades and wear your brown scapular. One piece in the front, one piece in the back. Wear it 24 hours a day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Show us, Lord, your mercy. Lord, in my prayer, and of my cry, the Lord be with you. Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of mankind, sanctify with your power these scapulars, that by your love and for the love of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, your servant will wear devoutly, so that by the intercession of the Virgin Mary, Mother of God, be protected against the evil spirit and persevere in grace until then. You who lives and reign forever and ever. Amen. Holy, receive the scapular that has been blessed, supplicating the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that by her merit you wear it without sin, and that you be protected against all adversity, and accompany you until eternal life. Amen. I, by the power that has been bestowed upon me, admit you in the participation of all the spiritual gifts obtained thanks to the mercy of Jesus Christ, to the religious of Mount Carmel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. May the Creator of heaven and earth, God the Almighty, bless you, He who deigned you be associated to the Brotherhood of Blessed Virgin Mary of Mount Carmel. We supplicate her that at all times of your death she may crush the insect serpent's hand, and that you enter in possession of the eternal inheritance by Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, in the morning, it's not enough to wear. In the morning, please kiss your brown scapular, because you will be receiving 500 days of indulgence. Kiss your brown scapular. Each time you gain 500 days of indulgence. And when you kiss it, you say, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, help me to avoid occasions of sin. Help me to avoid purgatory. Help me to avoid hell. And she will. We'll say it together. Our Lady of Mount Carmel, preserve us from occasions of sin. Preserve us from sins. Preserve us from purgatory. Preserve us from hell. And finally, be an apostle of Our Lady of Fatima. Preach the rosary. Preach the rosary and spread the rosary. Be an apostle. Speak. St. Paul says, because I believe, I preach. And I preach because I believe. If you have faith, my friend, you will preach the Holy Rosary. You will preach the brown scapular. You will distribute the rosary and the brown scapular. And finally, on the feast of the Most Holy Trinity, I will bless you, and I will ask Jesus, through our beloved Mother, the Immaculate Conception, I will ask Jesus to answer your request. I will ask Jesus to help you to avoid occasions of sin, to avoid sins, not to go in purgatory, nor to go into hell. And may the Lord Jesus give you what you desire. Benedicat vos, omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.
Extra copies of this audio tape are $2, or 20 copies for $10, or 50 copies for $25, or 75 copies for $35. All prices include shipping. For other audios, videos, magazines, or books from Most Holy Family Monastery, please write us at 4425 Schneider Road, that's S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R Road, Fillmore, New York, F-I-L-L-M-O-R-E, New York, 14735, or call us at 1-800-275-1126 or 585-567-4433. Our website address is www.mostholyfamilymonastery.com.